The man on the other side was made of squares and all their hard-angled cousins. Broad block shoulders, lean rectangles for limbs. A trapezoidal face with a harsh jawline, two sharp black lines for a mustache. Even his hair came in angles, parted straight as a ruler with a jagged stripe of silver interrupting the black near each ear. Only his eyes didn't fit. They were blue, soft, dewy, and distant, like he'd been thinking about something very sad for a very long time. Those eyes were the only thing keeping him from looking like a robot or a secret agent, or maybe just a librarian who went to the gym a lot. A lot. I kept staring for longer than regulation. I found his face hard to look away from. Then the man knocked again, said,
"Mr. Steele?"
And I opened the door.
"Yeah, that's me,"
I said. I tried to roughen my voice a little, make it sound like I really didn't want to be bothered today, but in a throat already roughened by dehydration, it just came out a mummy's croak. "What do you want?"
"If we're going to discuss that, I think I'd better come inside."
"If you're going to come inside, I think you'd better tell me why you're here," I said. His nostril twitched. He smoothed it out with a devil-may-care, but I definitely don't smile. Then said,
"Sorry, didn't mean to seem rude. My name is Manifold. Richard Manifold. You can call me Dick, and I'll call you..."
"Dick Manifold?" I said.
"I'd rather you went by something else. This might get confusing otherwise. I'll be coming in now. Do you have anything good to drink, or is your scotch as cheap as that shirt?"
"I don't drink scotch. It's for old fogies who want to seem interesting."
"I'll see if you still think that when you're my age,"
he said. "How old's that?"
"None of your business."
"Funny coincidence. My grandpa just turned none of your business last week." His eyebrows arched, like he was really looking at me for the first time. Then he laughed. It wasn't the kind of reedy, lifeless laugh I expected from him. It sounded melancholy, like the toning of some distant bell far away through fog.
"You're quick,"
he said. He tried out a smile, but it only made him look gloomier.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.